Why have you chosen to come to Scarborough? As you polled in the general election here, you came fourth, 3% of the vote. Is North Yorkshire this area of a particular potential base camp for the future, do you find?
Well, you know, Barnsley's not that far away. We did come second in Barnsley in the election on Thursday. I'd remind you that in other parts of Yorkshire, such as Hull, in the Euro elections of 2009, we came first. So there are pockets of support in Yorkshire for UKIP that are very strong indeed, and we believe will get stronger still.
And going back to the Barnsley, you obviously must be very happy. Do you feel that UKIP, as you said in your speech earlier, you really feel that UKIP, that this is going to be the real springboard for you guys to actually make your way into a sustainable political party on the British scene?
I do. And I say that because we've now been around for long enough, and the British are not very good at trusting new parties, but we're quite well grounded. And I think the things that we've been saying consistently and clearly over a long time are now resonating with people. I mean, the fact that we can't decide in our own country what insurance premiums young girls pay because of a European ruling. I mean, come on, this is nonsense. We're supposed to be a democratic country. We're not anymore. And I think a lot of people are now seeing that. And the other reason that I'm optimistic about UKIP's future is we really are gaining ground with young people. This sort of 18 to 24-year-old group, a lot of them are now coming towards us.
And issues based around the Yorkshire coast, as our listeners will be thinking of, a lot consciously thinking about, Coast Guard issues at the moment in this area. Marine and Coast Guard Agency are looking to cut back Coast Guards, I'm sure you're aware. Well, what's UKIP's viewpoint on this type of issue?
We have forgotten our maritime heritage. We've forgotten who we are. We've forgotten we're an island. I think our politicians are so obsessed with us being part of the EU, they've forgotten about all of this. I mean, here we are in Scarborough, and we could be here or up the road in Whitby. I mean, just look in the last 20 years of a total devastation of our fishing industry. I mean, it's all well and good that Scarborough is now a nice place for yachts, but come on, that harbour used to provide men with work, and that work went on for generations. All of that destroyed and surrendered because our fish stocks are now shared with the rest of Europe. But that links in, of course, because suddenly it doesn't matter anymore, therefore we're cutting back on the Coast Guards. We've forgotten who we are.
And as you mentioned, Whitby up the road, big fisheries EU directive that's talking about quotas at the moment. Do you feel that, as I say, going forward in the future, fisheries as a European issue, do you think there's going to be any let up for fishing companies based on the Yorkshire coast?
No, the prospects look awful, unless we have the courage to do what we should do, and that is to look across the other side of the North Sea at Norway. Norway has a 200-mile fishing limit. She also has a conservation policy that stops any discards going back into the sea at all, and she has a thriving fishing industry. That is exactly what Yorkshire used to have and could have again, but we've got to take back what is rightfully ours. You know, I mean, this is not an anti-European comment, it's a pro-British comment. These are recognised internationally as our waters and our fish, and we've given them away to Europe, and we're now only allowed to catch less than a fifth of them by value. That is an incredible situation, and it's a total betrayal by Westminster of people living here in Yorkshire.
Skeptics might say UKIP it's very easy for UKIP to say we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that. In terms of budget savings, you say that you double the defence budget, but there's a big deficit. If you were elected tomorrow, how would you manage the deficits that would actually be sustainable and affordable for the future?
Well, the first thing we should do is stop sending £48 million a day to Brussels. The second thing we should do is stop some of our ludicrous foreign aid donations. Why are we giving India hundreds of millions of pounds a year? Goodness me, they've actually got aircraft carriers and Harriers. We haven't even got those. They've got a space program. So they're two immediate and obvious places to start. And we've then got to cut back the real disease in British public life, which is middle management bureaucracy. Incredible, isn't it, that, you know, gravediggers on modest salaries are being sacked, but the chief executive's pay at the councils isn't being reduced. There is a big job to be done to take away that whole layer of people who in Blair's Britain and onwards have prospered so much at the expense of all the rest of us.